Awakened Pop Radio, giving you the tools to guide you on your spiritual or metaphysical journey. I'm your host, Dr. Candace Nadine Green.
Welcome to Inspirational Monday here on Awakened Path Radio. Today's guest is Catherine M. Laub, and she is a certified angel communication master, a psychic medium and spiritual guide, a Celestial Spoon podcast host, award-winning author of Journey of Angelic Healing, Stories to Fuel Your Soul. She is also a speaker on mental health and suicide prevention. Welcome to the show today, Catherine.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here with you and to share part of my journey.
Now, speaking of journey, you tell us about your journey to being a spiritual intuitive and coach.
Yes. Okay. So in 2010, I had a life coach, and during our sessions, she would pull an angel card and do a reading for me. And I became very curious because I always believed in angels and I saw spirits. So she told me that the lessons were through the computer and on the phone. And as soon as I signed up, I learned and I was a natural. So from there, I took a second class and I became an angel communication master with a certification. And I just advanced from there. And unbelievably, I became a medium also, which I'm so excited about.
That's fantastic. And regards to mediumship, when did you discover you first had psychic abilities, and did you share it with anyone? And if you did share it with someone, what was the reaction?
So I actually saw spirits most of my life, and after I started with the card readings, I realized that some of them were angels, and they were just so beautiful, but I never really shared it with anybody. It was like an inner thing that I enjoyed, but then once I started learning the card reading, I started working with my husband and saying, okay, let's practice together, and he told me, oh, no, that card could mean anything. And he just was a non-believer. But now he sees that I'm so accurate on all of the readings, and people respond to him and tell him, oh, yes, she was right on and spot on. And now he's a believer and he actually shares about me. So that's exciting.
That is exciting. That's exciting to turn someone from a non-believer into a believer. So many of those out there.
Yes.
Now, how do you use your abilities to help others for the greatest good?
So I work with them, and if they have a specific question, we'll work towards that question. But sometimes the cards just bring the message and unfolds. But at a particular time last year, I was sitting with my friend at dinner, and as I was talking to her, I said to her, Barbie, and I held my hand and rubbed it on my chest, and I said, I feel like something is going on with Denny in the next few months. And that was about her husband. And I said, but I just can't pinpoint about what it is, if it's his lungs or his heart. So immediately she had seen something going on with him anyway, and she made an appointment for him to start a bunch of tests, for medical tests, and it turned out that he needed an aorta valve replacement.
Wow.
And the two doctors that were very well known on Long Island said that if he did not come when he did, he would have been dead within 3 months.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
So it confirmed the 3 month time, and it was a lifesaver, and she tells me now, you must speak what you're hearing and seeing, because it might save somebody else's life. And to have that power to know is so exciting, but it's scary at the same time, because I am sharing something that is well, am I right or am I wrong? Mm-hmm. But this gave me the confidence to know that, yes, I am right, and that I'm excited to share that.
And you know, it takes a lot of courage, for lack of a better word, to be able to share these messages that come to you, because, you know, our human nature, we doubt ourselves. Uh-huh. And that can hold us back from actually helping someone. So I'm glad that you are out there doing what you're doing.
Thank you. It excites me, and I'm thrilled to be able to help people. That's what it's all about, is helping people.
So true. Now you have a podcast. Will you tell us about that?
So this one is called The Celestial Spoon, Nourish Your Soul with Catherine M. Laub. And it's all about bringing support and inspiration to others on their difficult journeys. And, you know, most people, any walk of life, listens to my podcast, and they gain information from my guests. Mm. But I'm more geared towards the stress part of life because of everything that I've gone through myself. Mm. And I want people to recognize that if they're struggling, it makes sense that they should reach out and get the help that they need. And through my podcast, I am authentic. I share my own story of a suicide attempt and my overcoming and where I'm at now. Mm. So the podcast is something, it's a tool that I use to help other people.
And you inspire them as well as sharing your own experiences.
Yes. And that's why I do it, because there really aren't too many people that are going to say, oh, I attempted suicide, mm-hmm. and you know, I should be talking to you about it, because right. everybody's embarrassed about it.
Oh, yes.
And I feel God made that happen in my life so I can help other people.
Mm. Yeah, there's such taboo put on suicide that they think this is something wrong with you, that you, because you tried to committed, you know, because anyone who tries to commit suicide, you know, people sort of, you know, separate themselves from the person, distance themselves from the person instead of helping them. And then that leads to even more problems, you know, possible attempts.
Exactly. And I always share that I loved being in the hospital. I was hospitalized 3 times total. And to me, it was like being on vacation.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to worry about the outside life. Mm-hmm. And it was a calm situation. And I was actually in the hospital when Robin Williams committed suicide.
Oh, my.
Yes. Wow. And that was 2014. And
my goodness.
I turned around to everybody and I said, you know what? He belonged in here with us, because he would have gotten better.
That's right. That's right. And he, who knows, he would have probably could have met you and you could have helped him.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, angels play a big role in our lives, and some people can see them and some people don't. But what are some ways we can notice, for the average person who may not have the ability, okay, what are some ways that we can notice angels around us?
Okay, so the biggest one that everybody notices but don't recognize that that's what's going on would be the numbers. Mm-hmm. And most of the time it'd be 111.
Right.
And that's common for everybody. And that's pretty much just the angels letting us know that they're there. Mm-hmm. And that if we want to reach out to them, that they're ready to help. And it's a beautiful message because it's so simple. And then, like my father, he sends me dimes. And they'll show up in places where you were just looking and you turn your head and you look back and it's like, where did that come from? That wasn't there a minute ago. Mm-hmm. Or somebody recently told me that they were cleaning their bathtub, and after they cleaned it and they were making sure they didn't miss anything, there was a dime in their tub. And they said, how did that get there? And right. That's, you know, it's amazing how it happens. Another thing, that there would be flashing lights, you know, and the TV would be flickering. Right. That's usually a spirit in the room with you letting you know that they want your attention. Then also feathers.
Oh, yes.
I find feathers often, and it's interesting because the feathers that my husband finds are big and beautiful.
Mm.
And he doesn't recognize it's a message for him. He just gives me the feathers to keep in my collection, and that's so interesting. And then I was working with a teacher that was trying to help me gain mediumship skills. And I described a bunch of feathers and said to her, "What is going on with the feathers?" And she said, "I just found about 7 feathers in my backyard this morning."
Wow.
And I said, "Okay, that's your mother." And then I went further to say, "I think your mother's wedding bouquet had feathers in it." And I described it. And when she started cleaning out her mother's basement, she found it and she sent me a picture and she said, "Oh my God, you were so right. They were beautiful."
Oh my goodness.
So there's so many ways that you can recognize the angels. You just have to be aware and watch for the signs.
I have a couple of questions about certain signs. Not to throw you off or anything. Mm-hmm. But since we're talking about it, I thought I'd put it out there.
Yep.
So feathers. We'll go back to the feathers. My kids, I find feathers in the backyard quite often, and they bring them to me. And, you know, they obviously know that there's some significance to it. They get very excited and very happy, and they bring them to me, which is interesting because I really don't know what it means when they find it.
Right. Is your mother passed?
No.
Her mother then.
Well, no one's actually. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. Whose mother? I'm sorry.
Your mother's mother. Is she passed?
No, not yet. She's still alive. But there was a woman who was like a mother to me.
Ah.
We were very, very close because my biological mother and I did not get along. I wrote a book about all of this stuff. Anyway, it's out there. And actually, in my latest book called Born Different, I talk about a lot of the psychic and supernatural, for lack of a better word, encounters that I've had. And this particular woman who I loved very much, who was a mother to me in every way, she actually, after she, you know, her spirit moved on, I went on vacation, my first adult vacation, because she would always tell me, "Go see the world, go travel." And, you know, I just decided, okay, now I should go.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually was in the flesh when I saw her on my vacation.
Wow.
And she stepped out of a corner. There was a play going on that I wanted to go to, and I didn't have, those tickets were sold out. And I said, "Oh, well," it was a musical. So I just kept walking on the boardwalk there, and out she stepped right in front of me while I was walking, and I don't know where she came from, but there she was. And she said, "Hey, I have 2 tickets to see the musical. My friend can't come. Would you like to go?"
Wow.
And it was such a, you know, I don't, it's all detailed in my book, but it was, my, higher self, I suppose, knew that it was her, but my, you know, incarnate body did not react like, "Oh my goodness, I see a ghost," and didn't react or anything like that. It sort of went along with it, because normally I was not going anywhere with anyone. And it was the most beautiful experience. I mean, I missed her. I was mourning her, and there she was. I had always, I prayed to the angel. I asked them, "Oh, please let me just, I really wish that I had the opportunity to just do something mother daughter like with her." Because she was sort of not able to leave her home, and she didn't want me to come visit her for some reason. And I knew where she lived and everything like that, and she never wanted me to visit her.
Hmm.
And she was sort of stuck in the house, and I really wanted to. So I think maybe it, I mean, since you said that, so you know, it could be her.
Yes,
she was such a big part of my life.
And that's why I recognized mother exactly.
Yeah. Well, so thank you.
She is sending the message to you through the kids, because you might not go out in the back off and find the feathers yourself.
Right.
So she's communicating with them, mm-hmm. and I think it's in a subconscious level mm-hmm. that they don't really recognize it, but they can feel her.
Yeah. Yeah, so my kids are very sensitive. Yes. Mm-hmm. They're very sensitive, and they have abilities as well that are maturing beautifully. So it's wonderful to see.
How old are they?
My daughter will be 11 in next month, actually. And my son just turned 8 a week ago.
Okay.
So
it's definitely great ages to work with them and have them advance their abilities.
Yes, and they're very open, and they ask a lot of questions, and it's really wonderful. And they're very independent thinkers, very sensitive people as well. So it was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen because it's my family. It's part of my history, and there's a lot of people on my side of the family with very mature abilities.
Right.
As well. All right. Like, didn't mean to throw you off there, but I really wanted to ask that question.
No, it's all the same, you know. It's great because people recognize that, okay, now I can look further and recognize mm-hmm. a little bit easier what mm-hmm. they're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And another thing, sometimes when I'm in meditation, right, white, all of a sudden, like on the exterior of my eyes, there would be white light. Mm-hmm. And there's no car passing by because we don't live on that kind of street where the lights would shine in my eyes up mm-hmm. way up upstairs. And then I open my eyes, and of course I'm in a dark room, my dark room, but it's very interesting. It has happened quite a few times, and I really don't know what it means. I'll just be relaxed in meditation, and then all of a sudden I actually feel it's warm too, this white light on the exterior of my eyelids. And it's warm. And then I'll open my eyes and there's nothing.
I'm feeling that it's Archangel Michael working with you. Mm-hmm. And I haven't paid attention to see if I've seen a light like that. But usually when he works with me, he comes through my back and mm-hmm. I get very warm. Mm. So that could be what it is, the warmth of Michael helping you. And you have to just ask him and say, help me understand the message that you want me to mm-hmm. understand.
And that is so interesting that you say that, because I have a daily conversation with him. I greet him, and then I ask for his protection of myself and my children, my husband out in the world. So it's very, and I even tell my children, if you feel any time you feel unsafe or you feel nervous, just ask Archangel Michael to protect you.
Definitely, yes.
So it's very interesting that you said that. Oh, that made my day. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So now when you see that, you'll know that you can communicate further with him.
Oh yes, that's wonderful. I just thank you for your message. I could talk to you all day.
Yes, and I could do this all day. I love it.
So unfortunately, we've come to the end of our show, and I'd like to ask if you have any upcoming projects, etc., that you'd like to share with our listeners today.
Actually, what I'm doing now, I've been doing my podcast for 2 years. Mm. March 1st made it 2 years.
Congratulations.
85 shows. Mm. And on the network that I'm on, I'm number one.
And wow.
I'm consistently between the top three for the last year and a half.
Wow.
So I'm excited about that. And what I'm going to do is have the interviews themselves transcribed and make a book series out of my interviews.
Very good.
This way it gives my guests more visibility.
Mm. That's fantastic. Congratulations, too. What a great accomplishment.
Thank you.
Now, how might our listeners contact you to find out more about what you do?
Okay, so I have a lot of different information on my website, and it's CatherineMLaub.com, which is spelled CatherineMLaub.com. And my email is Catherine@CatherineMLaub.com. And you can get a couple free reports on my website. One is 7 ways to know your angels and loved ones in spirit are with you, as we just discussed. Mm. And the other one is about stress resolution, 5 ways to overcome stress.
Fantastic. And all that information will be in the show description for our listeners who are listening and who don't have any pen or pencil.
Okay, great. It'll
be right in the description of the show.
Thank you.
Well, Catherine, it's such a joy and a pleasure having you on the show, and I can't wait to speak with you again.
Yes, this was exciting, especially that we got to interact about your life experiences.
Yeah, that was amazing. I was very excited, and I thank you for it.
Yes, you're welcome.
And thank you for being on our show today, Catherine.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Joining us on Awakened Path Radio. Please check us out at www.awakenedpathonline.com. I'm your host, Dr. Candace Nadine Green, and you are listening to Awakened Path Radio, giving you tools to guide you on your spiritual or metaphysical journey. Namaste, and let it be.